And all this stuff going through my mind, saying, what the hell the cap block? You know, you can take their money, you know, yeah, can rape them, you know, do anything to them, you know. Maybe I shouldn't be this way. But, you know, all this stuff was just going through my mind. So I said, I'll see you later. I hung up. Right away, I called Houston. I explained the situation to them. So they connect me to customer service. Okay, so I spoke to a and I'll never forget him. His name, Reverend. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But anyway, I talked to him and I explained the situation to him. So by this time it was 6 o'clock. I was frantic. You know, sometimes you're scared, you have this quivering sensation in your throat. You know, I just couldn't get, you know, everything out the way I really wanted to, you know. So he said, Mrs. what we'll do, we'll call or make some kind of connection, you know, Washington International, Port Hamlin, page your doors, and make sure that everything goes okay, blah, say this and blah, say that. I said, please, you know, whatever you do, you know, I'll be grateful to you for it, you know. So he said, I tell you what, while you're home, don't worry, get you a drink. I said, listen, I'm not a drinker, but right now I can use a fear. I just gobbled it all down and went down. I said, right now, I'm willing and able to take anything to calm me down. So he said, I tell you what, I'll get back with you at 6:15 and I'll let you know. So I'm pacing the floor and I'm praying. You know, I said, well, Lord, whatever happens, you know, just let your will be done and I won't lose any faith or any trust in that. I figured this is something that you want to happen. You know, I said, I just won't lose any faith. So 6:15 rolled around, no call. Something must be wrong somewhere. It's not too cool and I don't like to work for damn. So I commenced to be calling. I said, may I speak to again? Mrs. Chapman. They have Paige and no children. We have Paige, all the airlines. No, we've given all the airlines instruction to Paige for the and still no luck. And you say, listen, it's almost boarding time. There's a 10 o'clock flight that they can catch and we'll have, you know, someone here waiting for them. I said, no, Jill, I said, I don't even want to hear Mike, I said, I don't even want to hear that. I said, you know, if I find my youngest and wait towards the other. I said, if I don't hear from you, for the next 10 years, I think that's because something ain't too cool. And so, and I said, the only thing I need you to tell me, hey, you can locate my aircraft. And right away, hey, Washington, D.C. International Airport. And all this going through my mind. And yeah, you know, I forget sometimes, you know, like I tell my daughter, I say, listen, I trust you. I always say, Mommy, trust you. Mommy's not here on you real time. So sometimes you have to learn to use your head and use wise decision, you know, within a situation where mom is not around. Okay, you have to be strong. Okay. So I said, well, I tell you what, Mike, I have an uncle and a cousin. Let me try to make this clear. So in case you don't make that picture right, they can pick them up, take them to their house, and bring them back. I would have to know one way or the other. I just can't just left hanging. Cloud nine. So I said, okay. So I'm on the same time. So they called the list. None of them. I called an operator. I explained emergency. To me, it was an emergency. I said, listen, to you, maybe it was an emergency, but to me, it is an emergency. Okay. So she said, well, what we'll try to do, I get in contact with my supervisor. My supervisor in return, we get in contact with the supervisor, telephone operator, you know, in Washington, D.C., and look for and it was, and they made the connections for him. So in the meantime, while I'm on the phone making the connections, you know, to Washington, Mike was trying to get me to let me know that everything was cool, everything was all right.